You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, listen, there's a story coming out of Michigan about a woman who was living in a grocery store. But wait, she wasn't actually in the store. The store was, it's a supermarket. All right, so that's what we're talking about. You're like a grocery store, supermarket. And some contractors were coming out. They were going to do some work. And they noticed this weird extension cord. And they were like, what?
What does this go to, Bobby?
So they start doing the thing where you follow the line, you know, and they're following the cord. And it ended up revealing a hidden little cave dwelling where a 34-year-old woman was living. It's a lighted sign up on the roof of the grocery store. It's part of a strip mall. And they've got one of those big lighted signs on top. And the workers got in there and they found that she had got this place completely decked out, Jeremy, with she had put flooring in.
Yes.
There was a mini desk.
Perfect.
A pantry of food, a coffee maker. She even had a house plant.
Oh, really brought it all together with the plant yeah. there.
She needed a rug to tie the room together.
I love this. Like, what a cool little spot to live.
They say she'd been living there for about a year.
She's pulling it off.
When the police showed up to investigate, she came right out and said, "Don't worry, I'm leaving.
I'll pack up. Give me a box for my plant."
She had a job, they said, but not at the supermarket. She even had a car. There's no word on why she was there, but you think about it, it's rent-free, and she wasn't bothered by anybody.
And it's neat.
I think it's hilarious. Now, here's the thing. The store is not pressing charges. Good for them.
Good.
She does have to leave. But they say the store's going to try to help her transition to a new arrangement. And the police offered her housing assistance, but she declined that. But
it just reminds me of like being a little kid and having like a big cardboard box or making a fort with the couch cushions and like setting it up as your own. And she's got this little spot.
Yeah.
And how is she getting up and down from the roof every day? Nobody's noticing.
They said they weren't sure and she wouldn't tell them how she did it. But somehow she got up there every day. And she lived in a sign above the grocery store.
All right.
So that makes us think, let's say you could secrete yourself away inside a business.
Yes.
Where would you choose to live? So I've been thinking about this.
Yeah, pick a store and you can camp out.
Yeah. What store would you choose to live in?
Lights go out at night. You can roam around.
Yes. And I know here come all the texts. You know, they do have security. Play along with us, guys.
Shut up.
Just play. Try your best.
This is pretend.
To have a sense of humor and play along, okay? Well, you know they have like motion detectors.
They got laser beams.
Oh, my God. All please come to a party at my house, please.
All right.
Anyway, so you pick any store, and yes, when the lights go out at night, let's say 10 o'clock at night, and doesn't open again until, let's say, 6 o'clock the next morning.
So what would you choose?
You have to run out of the place every night.
Yep.
I'm going to go with, I've been giving this some thought. And I was battling back and forth between Target and Walmart. And I think I'm going to go Walmart, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because, A, if it's a big Walmart, you got all the food.
Sure.
So you can go down and you can eat.
Yeah.
But you also have, like, blankets. You got clothes.
Yes.
Let's say you're tired of just opening these, you know, prepackaged foods or whatever. They sell grills. They sell charcoal.
Yeah.
Something like that. You can cook some food.
Sure.
They've got hot plates where you can cook stuff. They've got coffee makers. They've got
shoes.
They've got
TVs you can watch.
I think I'm going to hide myself inside a Walmart because it would have just about everything I want. If I've got a car parked outside, they probably got tires back there. I can go put some new tires on my car.
You can change your oil and put a new battery in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to live.
You're so logical with this.
In a Walmart. Well, what are you picking?
You truly could. I'm going to go live in a Bass Pro Shop so I can shoot bows or arrows when everybody's gone. Get the bow and arrow out.
What are you
going to
eat?
They've got snacks at a Bass Pro.
You want to live on snacks?
And they've got those big aquatic tanks, you know, with the fish in it. I can go fish. It's probably very peaceful. They've got the waterfall in there. It's, you know, you can listen to at night. It's soothing.
I'll grant you, you've got the more soothing location than I do.
But if I don't want to be soothed, they also have the ATV display in there, which I can hop
right
on
around.
And zip around in the store making circles.
Yeah, I don't have
sounds
those
like
at
a
the
fun
Walmart.
Time.
But they do have bicycles at the Walmart. You could ride up and down the and how much fun would it be to ride a bike just like pell-mell through the store
sure.
like that?
The thing with Bass Pro, too, is they have the ghillie suits and all camo, so I can even hide during the day.
Where is he? We're sure he's in here somewhere.
I can just stand there as a mannequin, you know?
Andrea is choosing IKEA. She goes, instead of rearranging, just go to another setup. Plus, they've got meatballs.
Isn't that an actual news story, too, where they found people living in an IKEA?
They did?
I think they did. Yeah, and they've also had to knock out giant games of hide and seek that people have gone in there and done. But I think they did find a family living in an IKEA.
Oh, my God.
You got beds and everything. It's
sure.
Comfortable.
Here's our number, 303-691-1649. I can't understand Lauren. She's choosing the Louvre.
The Louvre?
So you can look at art. I mean, after you've looked at art for
pick a store.
A day or two.
Pick a store.
I don't mind if it's not a store, but you have to be able to, you know, subsist. You have to be able to live there.
Yeah, but the thing is if, like, this lady, you got a car, you can leave for the night, go get some Chick-fil-A, and then come back. It's just the atmosphere, I think.
But to me, the idea is that you're sure you're going to get the free rent, but you also get all the other stuff for free. You could live
right.
free.
Well, then you can't choose anything besides a store that has food, then. Like, what if you want to go live in a Best Buy? Do they have food? They probably have candy bars and stuff up by the registers, but what if I just want to go in there and turn up the Mac Daddy stereo systems up to 11, you know?
So I need to say that food is not an issue?
I think you got to be able to sneak out at night and get food. Or what are you doing during the day? Sneak out during the day and eat.
Barbara must not know us on the show very well. She says, Dom's cheap. I'm like, have you listened to the show? I don't think so. I think I'm playing along with the whole idea that if you're going to live in the store, the idea is that you are obviously trying to save money. Otherwise, Barbara, you could just go buy a house. So
sure.
If we're playing along with the concept, then I'm going to try to get as much out of it as I can.
That's good.
But I got to tell you, who really made me laugh was Chad, because he chose an Amazon warehouse. He goes, they got food and everything you want. You just have to put it together. I mean, he's right. Amazon warehouses have everything.
They do.
It's not going to be real comfy.
And you got to be thinking, though, do you want people around all the time? Because those warehouses are bustling day in and day out, though.
Solid point.
Christina made a great point. She says, I just go live at the mall, boys. Why not have options up the wazoo, is her quote.
God, she put us to shame.
So, yeah, we could go park it over at the retail resort here next to us at Park Meadows. And then go fart around at the Cinnabon and Hot Topic every night.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's solid.
I could see you in the Build-A-Bear every night.
Every night. Chris, what are you choosing? What store?
I say we go Dave & Buster's, play games all night, eat apps, drink beer, just kind of make it a fun hangout.
Chris, you got a good point,
that's
man.
Not bad at all.
That would be a fun place.
Because all the other ones we're talking about, you kind of got to make your own entertainment. Like, you were talking about riding the little ATV around,
yes.
And I said get a bicycle, but
yeah.
At Dave & Buster's...
Laser tag for days!
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Chris, thanks for the call, my friend.
Thanks, boys.
See you,
thank
dude.
Thank you for being on
that's a
the
good one.
Show.
Somebody nominated American Furniture Warehouse?
I wouldn't want to be what there. Too many wild animals
There's
running
There's tigers
around.
In that
Lions
place.
Lions and tigers, man.
I guess that would be okay if you just want to lay around on comfy furniture all day or all night. I don't know if that would be my first choice. Jake Jabs would kick you right out.
A lot of people are mentioning REI.
It's probably similar to my Bass Pro. You can get in there and put all the tents up, I guess. I don't know. Bookstore, says Kim. Endless supply of books. Yeah, you guess that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, and a lot of them have a coffee shop thing, so you can go get yourself a little tea or coffee and
right.
peruse.
A little snack.
Mm-hmm.